Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Man, what did we do to deserve this? We did not come through with runners in scoring position. We didn't throw a hanging, splitter or something.
Even we are susceptible, though, to the bad moments.
Punishment.
I want to, as the phone lines are now jammed, 833-288-0973. Normally we do the Rondo Report here, but we're going to go out to the phone lines. Rondo Report brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. I got testy from a tweet earlier, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
The Sanchez has tweeted back. He says, I apologize.
Thank you, sweet angel.
Wasn't trying to come at you. When I turned on my radio at 7 a.m., the first thing I heard sounded like you were blaming the bad call. I want accountability from you, from them, so it needs
Done.
To come from me. Sorry for the aggressive tweet.
What is this healing?
I know.
Do I see healing and accountability?
And I am sorry I got testy. I knew you probably weren't listening that first hour, Sanch. And I took it out on you. On live radio airwaves, kind of like Manny took it out on Jake, as he shouldn't have, and I took it out on the Sanch, because I got testy.
I texted Jake. Jake goes, it ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
It is no big deal. He goes, I've been called every name in the
Jake
book.
Jake of all people.
Jake of all people.
He's the most zen, chill guy. He doesn't care.
I would have been in a hole. In an absolute hole.
As he was talking, just, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just backing away.
Jake said, gee, dude. Sanch, we love you, dude. That's an amazing, you don't see that much these days.
We need more of it,
we
honestly.
We do.
You know, sometimes you're going to make a mistake if you own up to it. And
just wear it.
And you wear it, and I'll own up to my gotten a little too quick responding to a tweet I probably didn't need to. So
yep.
Let's move on from there. Let's see what the tier ones have to say. We're going to start top of our board today with Matt. Welcome to the day after, Matt, on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, fellas. How you doing? You guys have been there for me this week, all the time, all season. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just want to, like, an overall view of this thing. I mean, there's, you know, runners in scoring position. We can nail down and drill down on a lot of things,
yeah.
But just an overall thing with this team, and it seems like it repeats over and over every year. And you know me, I talk crap about this team like a little brother. I love them. You know, I'm
100%.
A guy for these guys. You know, I spend thousands of dollars on these guys. I love watching them. I love Manny. I think the guy's great. I see a future Hall of Famer, you know?
Yep.
But also, there's a flip side to that, and you've got to see that this guy isn't built to be that leader guy. And there's been year after year of this team coming out and not being the team you think they should be. And if this guy wants to put the C on his chest, like we all think he should, there's got to be a point where you grow up and you realize it's not all vibes. There's more than vibes in this team and backflip, and you got to show up and you got to be a cold-blooded killer in the playoffs, and you got to do more than just backflip. And you know, I love that stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love that stuff. But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than just the good times. You see a good leader in the bad times, not the good times. A good leader shows up when things are going rough. That's when you're like, oh, man, this guy really knows what's up. This guy is going to take accountability and answer these questions and, you know, really take the brunt of it. And that answer yesterday was disappointing. I mean, I'm not surprised by it because he's done that before. We've seen it before year after year. We've heard last year where they said they quit on us in 23. And, you know, it's happened before. And
yeah.
I don't fault the guy. He's emotional. You know, we all are. But there's got to be a point where you realize, man, I gotta grow up here. If they want me to be captain, I got to be that dude.
Maddie,
you know, I got to be that guy.
I agree with you, dude. And everything you're saying, leave him on, actually, if you want to leave him on. Maddie, I want to leave you on for this because it's a question for you guys and Matt too, and the tier ones out there. Who's the best leader in baseball?
Ooh,
who's the best? Jeez, who is the best? Question. Who's the best leader? Like, who is the guy that you go? That's.
Do you want my honest answer or something that's not going to hurt as much?
Well, so the captain of the New York Yankees is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It doesn't get higher than that. Now, postseason failure.
I think
postseason failure.
An honest answer Mookie has to Betts. Include the or Freddie Freeman.
Or Freddie
one.
Freeman.
I mean, it has to include either of those.
Imagine
guys.
Having both. Imagine having both. You know, is it Bryce Harper? He's got no rings either.
But I think the conversation about Manny has to include both sides. Manny leads in many ways.
That's exactly what I was just going to say too. There is something, Matty, about. You know, showing up and going about your business every day and being in the lineup. Yeah. We've never discounted that. I do think.
No, yeah, leading by example is huge.
It's huge.
Lead by example for sure.
Ben is a leader by example, straight up. Ben is as close to that guy and has for me in my career has made me take it more seriously. Ben is a leader by example. I am a more vocal leader.
Correct.
Period. You know, that's how it is. But we both try to use that together. He needs some help. Who is the help? Is it Jackson Merrill?
It seems like every offseason and every trade deadline, they're like, well, let's bring in this guy. He's going to bring that. Like, remote.
Right.
This guy's going to bring it in this time. This manager's going to bring it in this year. And I feel like unless they get a manager where, and I hate to say it, I mean, because they're grown men. They don't need the little league coach to be the dad guy.
Right.
Like, these player coach guys aren't that guy for this team, you know? And I hate saying that. It's so dumb. But, I mean, you could see it. You could see it on Tatis. You see it on these guys' faces that, like, Tatis, like his dad, when he's the manager in the DR, he's a different dude.
100%.
I mean, do they need to bring his dad in here to sit on the bench and babysit? Like, 100%. That's what we need to do.
100%.
But, I mean,
I agree.
Are we at that point, you know?
That's such a good call. I love you, dude. You're one of my favorite people.
Thank you, Matt.
Family man, bro.
Let me
He's
add,
the best.
Though, on the big league level, I don't think you can truly be a leader unless you are also producing.
Right.
And I think Xander could be a leader, but he hadn't played well enough until maybe a little bit recently where he could step up and be more of a leader.
Well,
Musgrove is a leader. Hard to be a leader this year when you're rehabbing.
He can rally guys and lead by example.
Yeah,
he was,
but...
He's not getting in guys' faces,
you know,
I would imagine.
Say, you know, Craig Stammen was a great leader.
But he was a lead-by-example guy.
But, you know, I don't think you can be a leader without at least being somewhat of a star player.
Who's
as well.
The best, man? Who's the best? It should be glaring on every team. Glaring. Because it's so glaring here, right? Everyone thinks they know. Everyone thinks they're in that clubhouse. Everyone thinks they know. For me, it also starts at the top. It starts at the top with the leadership. That's the leader.
The Padres have been in an odd situation where some of their best players haven't necessarily been their most vocal leaders. Juan Soto is not. Yeah. He's a great player.
He's
not a clubhouse
great player.
Leader
he's not a
I've
leader, man. Francisco Lindor, good leader? I don't know. I have no idea. Pete Alonso, pretty quiet dude, but like leads by example and produces. I think Jackson Merrill is a MFing leader. I think he is a leader and
a
producer.
It's hard to be a leader when you're 23.
It's not,
he's going to only get older and better at it, I think.
I really think he is a leader. And I think if Fernando Tatis Jr. would spend a little time this year on the couch and realizing I'm really good. He said it before. When I'm going, there's nobody better than me, right? Get your head right. And go out and lead this team. Help lead this team. You can have more than one leader. There's a final voice always, but like you can have more than one leader. Paulie is a leader. Paulie never takes a day off. Paulie is a leader.
Took a day off earlier
this week.
Paulie rarely takes a day off. Okay,
Paulie almost never takes a day off.
He was moving. He didn't take a day off to sit on his ass and smoke weed. He took. You know, he's a leader. You know, listen. But we are a unit. There's a unit. There's three guys in here that lead this ship. You know, and I don't think it's bad to say you need more than one voice. You know, and. Manny's going to get that rap, you guys, until he holds it. I can't tell you guys. It's in the dozens of the tweets I got last night that said, The Padres will never win with Manny and Tatis in the clubhouse. And I go, I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. There's nobody better to replace them right now. There's nobody. I don't agree with you. I think it's an emotional take.
I don't know that we can ever compare, or any of us can really compare our jobs, though, with what a Major League Baseball player or any professional athlete deals with. Because the big difference to me is, in most of our jobs, you don't have someone else who's trying to stop you from doing your job. It's really up to you.
Sure we do.
Who do we have that's trying to stop us from doing a good show?
Oh, you mean like other people in here heckling us?
Yeah.
That'd be cool, actually.
No, I mean,
you guys suck. You suck. We have the chat.
You know, we don't have to face a highly
shut up, moron.
Hey, shut up.
I mean, yeah, there's competition with other shows and stuff for sure, but they're not actively trying to stop us. When you're a baseball player, when you're at bat, you have another highly paid professional who is trying to stop you from doing your job, the pitcher, and vice versa. If you're a pitcher, you have a very highly paid professional who is trying to embarrass you at your job. For us and for most jobs, you know, good teamwork, grinding out, you know, doing a good job, working hard should pay off in the long run. Doesn't always work that way in baseball because someone else is out there who's also making a lot of money to stop you from doing your job. And that's always tough. Let's keep going. Let's get another one here. Is this Miguel next up here on 97.3 The Fan? Good morning, Miguel.
Hey, good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, guys. I want to thank you so much for taking my call. I just have a couple of things that I want to talk about.
Sure.
You know, like, I'm really disappointed with the team.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, you know, cool, we can be happy about making the playoffs. That was fine when we were in the rebuilding stage. But at this point, they've been telling us for the last, 4 years now that this is a championship caliber team.
Yep.
And for us to crash out that early, it's just very disappointing. And I just really feel like this year didn't hurt as much. Last year, I feel like it was just such a gut punch.
It's the worst.
Almost felt like, you know, it was almost like I got served, you know, divorce papers at work.
Yeah.
This year it was just kind of like a little more expected. I just didn't see the spark in this team. You know, last year we had that, you know, miraculous run. It felt like everyone was on point. The energy was up there.
And then it stopped. It just stopped cold.
It stopped cold. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was, you know, the whole ownership drama, the holes that we had at left field and at catcher that really just kind of handicapped us. I salute the pitching staff.
Yes.
Because they held it down all season. But I just don't know if all those one-run games were just, you know, I think that kind of showed us that this offense and, like, just leaving runners in scoring position all season long, we knew that that was going to happen again in the playoffs. We worried, and it came to fruition. And where do we go from here? Because I feel like Preller has a lot of, you know, things that he needs to address because this isn't a new thing. Last year we crashed out again, going two games basically scoreless. So it's a leadership issue. Is it Machado? Is it Tatis that can't lead anyone? Are we looking at a 22-year-old kid in Merrill who's going to be the one that's going to take over the clubhouse, which is kind of crazy to think about?
All good questions, man. All great questions. All great questions and concerns. I mean, if I knew, I wouldn't be here. I'd be a billionaire.
It's funny because I think I kind of agree that it feels different than last year.
Yeah.
Ultimately,
big time.
Last year's team won three more games in the regular season over 162, and three more playoff games than this year's team did. This year's team won one. Last year's team won four.
Yeah, but dude, you know it's different. When the entire world, including the team that beat you, goes, hey, we just beat the World Series champs. It really stung, and it continued to sting throughout the offseason. And then that team rolled over this year and said, it's yours if you want it. And you go, no, we're good. We're fine. We don't need it. We're good. You know, that's the real bummer for me, too. You know, if you're going to, I don't want to lament too much, but I do think, you know, August, September was really, really rough. You had it. Could have been yours. You know, I saw this yesterday, and of course, as fans, we are insanely more passionate because we have to be. We're willing. There's people that fist fight about it, you know, like, you don't see players fist fight too much, really. Like, they really don't. And when Mookie slides in the third, Manny and him are hugging it up. And it is what it is. It's baseball in 2025. I'd like to, maybe at spring training, say, do you know how tired we are of seeing these empty trophy cases tweeted us? Does this bother you like it bothers us? Like, this makes us insane. Oh, here's another fake banner that Dodger fans have made. Does that not bug you, Jake, or Manny, or Toddy, Xander? Does that not make you insane to see, because it makes us insane. Does it make you insane? Because if it doesn't, it should. It should. It should make you insane. For this city, 72 sellouts, this should make you nuts. If you, here's my sentence to the Padres players. You have to spend every day on social media. Well, I'll stay out of your clubhouse next year. I'll stay out of it entirely. You have to spend every day interacting with on social media like we do. Same for the skipper, whoever it is. Same for the GM. You got to get in there, and you have to be in it with us. And you got to see the memes, and you got to get the DMs laughing at you. And they, some of them do. But you know what I'm saying? Like, really to see how embarrassing it is year after year. Do you guys feel that? Do the players feel how embarrassing it is for this fan base every year? Just shame?
But that's not going to make everybody perform better.
How do you know?
Some people.
I'll give up my press pass today.
Some people.
If they do
no,
that.
I mean, some people would respond to that. Like, I've got to throw it in these people's faces. Others would, I think, retreat. Like, if you actually opened yourself up as a professional athlete to the relentless negativity of social media, it could destroy a good number of people.
It's taken me so many hours of therapy to not let it destroy me. I'll be there in 2 hours. It's taken so many hours of therapy to not let it destroy me as the stupid radio host on the flagship, like after last year. It doesn't bother me really anymore. It really doesn't get to me like it used to, at all, not even close. But it's taken a lot of work.
I do disagree, though, when Steve N in the chat says it's only personal for us, the fans, not them. In a sense, they are professionals, so they have a
correct
different approach.
It's a different approach.
But
it's not...
Whatever you're professional about, anything that you spend time at, this show, this radio show, it's just a job to you, right? What's, you don't, I mean, it's just,
no,
you're professional.
Is, this is my passion.
Oh, because you spend so much time doing it. So do you think that a baseball player who spends months, spring training, hours on the road, hours in the cage, 162 games, that you don't think that they care
at least as
much as you do?
I know
and that they
care.
Take it personally when they lose? They do. They do. Like any one of us.
I just wonder if they're as embarrassed as we are.
What you see on their faces after they lose is a defense mechanism. I mean, most of them don't want to just start bawling and crying on the field that they lost.
We would make so much
like a
fun
little
of them
leaguer.
If they
I
did.
I mean, what do you want them to do? You know, break everything. Kevin Brown did that. You know, ooh, he was a hardo. You know, he had a bad inning, he would destroy everything. Yeah. A lot of fans loved seeing that because you could see his passion. Just because you don't always see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? I mean, isn't there hidden things about all of us? I promise you that anytime you spend that much, they spent their whole lives getting here. They spend their whole lives essentially. They give up a lot of personal life, family time.
So why?
They care about it.
Why when the brass ring is in front of you? Is it too much for you? You know, again.
Hold on. And we got to take a break. What did the Padres do wrong in this series other than not hit?
I mean, it's a huge thing.
It's why they lost. It's why they lost. But if you told me that they went out and they played sloppy.
I don't think they should have started Yu Darvish. We haven't really talked about that much today.
We can talk about that. But if they made mental errors.
And that's
they looked
not
like
just because of how it went.
They weren't prepared for the series. I would entertain notions. When a team doesn't hit, hitting is hard. It's going to happen sometimes. It's not going to happen sometimes.
It doesn't happen so much to this team in October, though.
It's happened the last two Octobers. Where they've stopped hitting for sure.
Right.
But it's also happened to 11 other playoff teams that eventually stopped hitting in October.
But I don't care about
only
that.
One team continues to hit all the way through October.
I hope the rest of them never hit in
right.
the postseason,
I get
and we
that.
Do.
But it's not unusual for a team. Most teams stop hitting at some point, and then their season comes to an end in October. The Padres aren't unusual. Don't make it sound like the Padres are the only team that gets to October and then fails. Every team except for one gets to October and then fails. For some, it's in the first round. Some, it's in the second round. Some, it's in the championship series. And some, it's in the World Series. But eventually, you get there and you don't quite do enough. And unfortunately, for us and for Padres fans, it came a little earlier than we wanted the last couple of years.
Yep.
One of these years, we hope that it never comes. But hitting is hard. I saw a well-played series by both teams. I did. I saw a well-played series. Padres made no mistakes that I can see, like, physically other than not hitting. They pitched well. They fielded well. There were no mental errors that I saw in the series. They just didn't hit.
Didn't run out of
Okay, arise. Yeah, yeah, that was bad.
There's plenty.
Bad.
I mean, there's plenty of mental issues. What? Throwing Pete Crow Armstrong, a fastball, you know, with the bases loaded is a mental error.
That's,
it is.
They did. It's the same stuff that they did all year long. It's not like this. They
it wasn't a new team that showed up.
Yeah, they didn't play one way for 162 and then play completely different for three wild card games. This is the team that we've seen all
they
year
played
long.
Well,
and
all
this is why
long,
we said back in June
didn't hit.
We said it back in June. It's gonna be a bold strategy to roll it out there like this.
Zero adjustments. We're elite adjusters. Are you?
Not hitting wise.
No. Elite they never were. Adjustments. At it, yeah. I mean, they didn't adjust at all.
All right, let's take a timeout.
I'm curious, real quick. I don't know when it's going to be today, probably maybe Monday or Tuesday, but we will have an AJ Preller press conference, most likely. Happens at the end of every season. Maybe Mike Schilt joins there. Padres ownership ever going to talk to anybody?
I don't know. It's not like we haven't asked, so.
Anybody. I mean, are they going to do, is John Seidler going to do an end of the season Zoom? I haven't heard anything about it, but I feel like they kind of owe the fan base something.
Yeah.
Like, what's the plan moving forward?
Right.
What are we doing?
What are we
here?
Doing? Right. Yeah, fair enough.
Now, let's take a timeout. Phone lines are still open. 833-288-0973. All of our calls appear on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. I'm going to get used to this.
It's poor a new
David. We've been doing it for a while. I'm glad David's on board. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Back with more Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'll tell you about SDFatLoss.com. I still run into people in our hallways. Scotty, who works here, said, man, you're looking really thin. I go, yeah, I've been thin for the last 2 years thanks to SDFatLoss.com. I like that people still notice, though. I guess... it's probably right. I had gotten too heavy a couple of years ago. I didn't like the way that I looked in the mirror. I felt like I needed to do something about it, but I had had so much struggles with other weight loss programs, mostly because I didn't like eating bars like four times a day or shakes. They just messed with my system. I didn't like it. And then they told me about SDFatLoss.com and a program that was based on real food. I thought, all right, I can do that. You mean chicken and steak and vegetables? I like those things. I can eat them. I did. I lost up to a pound of fat per day. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. They can do the same for you. 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 2 months. Sign up for a free consultation now at SDFatLoss.com. Lose the weight by early December, before even Christmas time is here. You can be down and a brand new you with no injections, no exercise necessary to lose the weight. And then your metabolism has changed. It's so much easier to maintain. I've maintained my weight loss for 2 years. It's up to you, though. Got to go to the website, set up that free consultation, learn how it's going to happen from a great coach and counselor at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody take a deep breath.
All right. I'm talking to myself. I tweeted earlier. I said, we're too old to be crashing out over baseball. And don't tell me I had a fan. I'm like, buddy, I'm really talking to myself here.
This is the day.
It's true. I get my one day.
You get a morning to crash out a little bit. After a long season that we put so much time, energy, as fans even, into watching. Yeah, you take today. Actually, we talked about it earlier off the air.
I didn't even crash out yesterday. Today is the day.
We talked about it earlier off the air, a little behind the scenes, pull back the curtain. Clearly, we would have liked this run to go on as long as possible. We love talking Padres baseball with you guys and wish it would last it all the way through the World Series. When it did come to an end, as Paulie said, Thursday's a good day for it to come to an end.
Yeah, if it had to be any day.
We can come on Friday.
Remember how bad last year was? It was a Friday night. You had to sit in that all weekend.
Monday,
and then come in on Monday and be like, what the F happened 72 hours ago?
My idiot Dodger fan friend sending me blue roses in here. I was like, please don't let me see some blue roses again this year.
Like, I'm not saying it's all sunshine and roses, but we do the show today. You head into the weekend. You come back on Monday.
You do some hate watching.
I'm not saying on Monday everything's going to be peachy keen. It's not. You're still going to feel the sting. As long as there's baseball being played this month and it doesn't involve the San Diego Padres, every time you turn it on, especially when like the Cubs are playing the Brewers this weekend, Saturday at 11 a.m., it's going to sting. It's going to hurt. But on Monday, it'll feel a little bit better. We'll get back to a little more semblance of normality. We will be able to smile and laugh again by next week. But yeah, you do it on a Tuesday, and you got to kind of deal with it all week, or you do it on a Friday, and then you have to kind of start the week that way. I'm kind of glad it's a Thursday, and now it's Friday, and we can just get it all out on a Friday. Head to the weekend.
Playing any golf this weekend?
I didn't make any plans, of course, because I expected maybe Saturday was going to be built around a viewing party somewhere, and we were going to be watching a ton of Padres baseball, so... Yeah, my calendar's open. If any Tier 1s want to invite me to play golf.
At your private?
Very fancy private clubs, definitely. I'm certainly interested.
Wants is my 10-year-old nephew is having less of a crash out than old man Woods. Fair, man. Fair.
There's something to be said about the resiliency of children. Oh. How are your kids?
Bo was like, he had football practice, so I saw him after. I'm like, yeah, sucked. And he's like, yeah, sucked. I mean, he just wants to play baseball for his guys. He's not been poisoned yet, right, by the sickness of fandom. He's not, he doesn't like seeing kids in Dodger hats at school, that's for sure. But he's not psychotic yet like all the rest of us. He just wants to play.
Kids. Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are still his idols, his heroes. Still wants to look like Fernando and Jackson and play like Manny. Like those are still his guys.
And they got a lifetime ahead of them. I mean,
Yeah, let's not ruin them now at 7.
Well, and this is now 57 seasons the Padres have played baseball without winning a World Series title.
Yep.
And when I was a kid in 1984 and they lost, it was disappointing, but that was only their 16th season in Major League Baseball. Yeah, 16th season, and I was still a young child of 8 or 9, and you feel like, well, one day I'm going to live a long life, and I will see my Padres win the World Series. And I got to 1998, and I was in my early 20s, and they played the Yankees, and that was disappointing, but I'm still a young man, and there's many, many decades ahead for my Padres to win a World Series. I'm going to see it, but when they start...
Well, the cool news is then you started working and like covering the Padres. That must have been cool.
Now in your late 40s, or I think of like my dad, who's been a Padres fan his entire life, I'm going, guys, better.
Are you nervous?
Dang, win it before I'm gone here, right? Before, my loved ones get a chance to see this, right?
Starting to talk like Cubs fans and Red Sox fans and Guardians fans.
Well, I'm telling you, if I always think about the Red Sox 1918, right? And then it can happen. It's not going to happen this year. Certainly the Cubs long history of losers, just straight up.
It didn't get talked about as much because of the Red Sox.
There was
the
no
length of their curse, but
social media, Paulie, social media has made the thing a billion. 20 years ago, you walk into work today. Couple of buddies are like, oh, this sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Texting was around 20 years ago, wasn't it?
You pick up the paper.
Right, the paper. It sucks. You go to social media and it's just a fire hose of negativity coming at you. It makes it 1,000. Screw our grandparents. Screw everybody that's older, never had to deal with it. It makes it 1,000,000 times worse, right? Like dealing with the Padres failure, Ben, in 2000, whenever. What, somebody write something nasty about him in the paper? Somebody write a letter to the editor? They might have had one little quip on sports radio about it, on a national show, and then it's over. You have to sit in this and wallow in it and bathe in it.
Feels like there could have been a world where social media could have been a giant collective support system for all of us.
It could have been.
We are all connected in ways that we didn't realize. We're more similar than we are different. Isn't this world a wonderful place where we have this kind of love and support, like a love fest of social media. Yeah. But that's not, I don't think that's how we're all wired.
Juan says, you can always put your phone down. It's true. It's true. You don't have to engage necessarily. It's a good lesson for all of us.
But we also then feel like we're being judged when we ignore.
Correct. Then you feel like, you're soft, you're running.
What are they saying behind my back? I'm not seeing what they're saying about me.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But, you know, at some point, they'll figure it out. It won't be today.
We have one last pair of tickets to give away. If you'd like to move on to a little basketball in your life this weekend, the Nuggets are taking on the Timberwolves at Pechanga Arena. NBA preseason action this Sunday. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. You can win them right now, though. Third caller, 833-288-0973. I don't know if we have any open lines right now, but you can try to get through. 833-288-0973. Paulie will figure it out. He will pick a winner. We'll give away some basketball tickets, and then we will come back. Last thoughts on the Padres playoff exit against the Chicago Cubs from your friends Ben Woods and Paul coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm about as over it as I've ever been.
Yeah, it's in the manual.
It's in the manual.
Sports talk radio. Manual.
Since when do we follow the manual?
I always tried.
I'd rather
never really let me follow the manual.
I'd rather hear you try to fart the Star Spangled Banner. Just try at least for the last 20 minutes. I really would. I don't like the manual. I never have.
I worry about people who got up a little bit later and missed our 98
you know what?
Minute wrap-up.
It's 2025. Go to Spotify. Go to the downloads. You can go listen. We spent the whole...
We did spend a lot of time on it.
You're happy.
Correct.
I am really thankful that I'm going straight to my therapist after this. No kidding. It timed out that way. That's when my schedule... it's when I go every other week, Friday. But what a great day to go. Great day.
You also get Braden's thoughts, Chris's thoughts,
yeah, you got all day.
Thoughts, Frank's thoughts. I'm sure Tony will be back on Monday and get his thoughts as well. There will be no end to the thoughts on the end of the Padres season.
And I tweeted it last night. I want to reiterate it again for anybody that isn't on Twitter. You're so lucky, number one. But number two, shout out, huge, huge, huge shout out to the Tier 1s, number one. Tier 1s were incredible. Been here every morning. And then, of course, all of the people that put so much work into covering this team every year. It's staggering. And knocking it out of the park. The broadcast teams, AC, AJ, Dennis Lynn, Annie Halbrun, all these people. We love them. They're great. Not an easy team to cover. Always an exciting team to cover, certainly. But Jesse and Tony.
Tony will be in today, Adam says.
Oh, good.
As well. They are back. So
Scan,
Tony Lynn will be
Mariluz,
in today. Yeah.
Everybody who contributes to this team. And I do get that. I have a good sense of community with those people because we are all in it together. And, of course, have a good sense of community with the Tier 1s because we're definitely in it together every single morning. So I appreciate it very much. And I wish that it had gone better. I wish that it had gone better. That's what I'm going to... I was mad, and it's the stages of grief. Yeah. Where does it start? Anger?
Ooh,
what
no.
Are the, what's the order? Show me the anger.
There's anger.
I know what they are, but...
There's bargaining.
Stages of...
There's grief. Denial.
All right, it starts with denial first. I'm not denying.
Not depression.
No.
Okay.
They didn't lose. Acceptance. They didn't lose last night. They didn't lose.
Yeah, denial. That never happened.
You know what? The umpires, they're going to correct that call.
Yeah, and we're going to play on
the game from the ninth inning.
Guys, they need everybody back to Chicago right now.
Put everybody back. They were in denial.
That's denial.
This is not happening. Okay,
denial's over.
What's next?
Anger. Been there.
Got to fire the manager, fire the GM, trade all the players. They all suck.
All right,
we're mad.
So probably next week sometime the bargaining stage will come. You go, you know, if you look at the roster for next year, it doesn't look half bad. Half bad.
I think that's the delusion stage.
Then when the Dodgers hoist the World Series championship, the depression kicks in. And then fantasy camp is when acceptance goes, you know what, I'm excited. Right. I like these guys.
New year, spring training, pitchers and catchers report.
It's just everything.
I can get behind this again. Let's do this again.
You do it every
year. Ramon Laureano's back. He's going to be healthy this year, playing a whole season for the Padres. Going to hit 30 bombs. Tatis, you know, he was coming out of it at the end of last season. He might have another 40 home run season in him.
Yep.
This might be the best team in the National League next year, Woods.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It happens every year, guys, and you're rolling your eyes right now, many of you, but you'll do it too. So a lot of people last night go, that's it, I'm out. You're not, you won't be, you can't stay away. It's a drug. We're addicted. We're always going to be addicted. You can't walk away. You just can't. You got to see it through. You have to see it through to the very bitter end.
I didn't spend the first 49 right. years of my life, 50 really, I'll be complete my 50th year in a month. I didn't spend the first 50 just to give up on the last, you know, in the next 30 or so on the San Diego Padres. I'm riding this out. Win or lose, all the way until the end.
Just gritting our teeth and white-knuckling it the whole way. Yeah, David says, I'm at the anger stage. I'm with you. I'm still very angry. But, yeah, that's this game. It's just this game in a nutshell, man. It just kills you.
All right. I've got, actually, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a multiple choice option when we come back.
I was always pretty good at these.
We got multiple choice after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Now, you don't want to rehash Padres, so that's not even one of the choices. No wrong answers here, but you've got four multiple choice options for the last 6 minutes of the show.
Paulie, I'm going to hate every one of these.
Option number one. Talk about Thursday night football game and the Rams blowing it in overtime against the 49ers.
Pass.
Okay, pass. Option number two. We have a sexy Saturday stink fist I can give you right now with your college football lineup.
Pass.
Doesn't feel right.
Option number three. We can talk about the other wild card games yesterday and look ahead to the division series matchups and schedule that's been set for tomorrow's games.
Maybe.
Option number four. We can spin the topic wheel.
Spin the topic wheel. D.
While I load up the topic wheel, can I just bring up option number five?
Oh, we got a fifth option. None of the above?
We all of the above. Had to change the show around today. We were all Padres. What was with San Diego State football's post yesterday?
Saw that.
They can't wait till Monday to really talk about it. It was the most bizarre thing. So
wait, hold on. What are we talking about?
The letter.
Okay, so there was two.
I didn't get this.
They also have their new iconography that they have revealed, their new Aztec symbols, like, of the gods that they're going to be. I didn't get that one. But the letter, like, they did the old, hey, if you need to show your boss a letter to get off work
you
for the Aztecs
game
on Friday.
When your team's in the playoffs and it's a 12 o'clock Tuesday start or something, you'll see teams will put out, hey, I got a permission slip. Send this to your boss. Right. Hey, please excuse so-and-so. They've got a big game to watch today. It's a you know that bit. You've seen it. The Aztecs did it for today. If anybody needs to get out of work or school.
7:30.
The game's at 7:30. You have time to go to work 8 hours, come home, change, go to Snapdragon, tailgate for 2 hours, and then go to the game. You don't need to get off of work to go to the Aztecs game tonight. I mean, unless you got the night shift somewhere on a Friday, but it's going like, who needs to get off work to go to a 7:30 p.m. college football game?
I mean,
I applaud them.
I applaud them for trying. I was just going to say, I applaud them for trying.
It's a Mountain West opener. It's a big game tonight.
It was like you just combined a couple of different bits. It didn't all work out too well. If the Aztecs played at noon today on national TV, a huge game or whatever, for some reason, like then it makes a little bit more sense. But
I mean, when I when I
it feels like that's what they did. Like, hey, we need an idea for Friday night.
On Friday, it feels like everyone leaves work at 3 o'clock. That's when the traffic's the worst. Yeah. You've got 4.5 more hours before the game starts.
All right, I think we've done this one before organically.
I don't
want to
do it again.
Is soup something that you eat or something that you drink?
You eat soup.
You eat soup.
You eat soup.
Yeah, you do.
There's any good soup is going to have a lot of chunks in it.
Yeah.
I mean, if a bisque is pretty elite, which has no chunks.
I like because of the soups that I don't drink a lot of broth.
What's the best soup? What's the best soup?
I love chicken noodle, man.
Chicken noodle is elite.
Yeah. I love
it. It's about the noodles
cheddar.
And the chicken. Okay, that's a little smoother, but you still have big pieces of broccoli.
Yeah,
if
I love
you're
it.
Doing
you,
it right.
You're eating it.
Yeah.
You're not drinking it. I don't make like a handle, a cup for me.
The only soup that you can really totally like mug.
Broth,
or like maybe a tomato soup.
Tomato soup.
And you can dip like a, but if you're not dipping a grilled cheese in your tomato soup, you're doing tomato soup wrong,
that's
too.
True.
So it's always an eat.
You eat soup.
It's an eat option.
I love soup.
It's usually too hot for soup.
It is. I love a chili. I love a stew.
All it takes is a couple of clouds and like
if
some
it gets
October,
to 71,
November.
I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna make some chili.
Yes. My son loves pho. He's always asking me in the summer, can we go to pho? It's like
it's 90 outside.
142 degree soup right now. It's 94 degrees out.
It's true.
All right, let's see what we get here on the old topic wheel. This is good. If you could go back 20 years, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, my God.
30-year-old Ben, 30-year-old Woods.
30?
15-year-old Paul.
Put that powder down, play. God. Yeah, get rid of those.
Just like the way it smelled.
Get rid of those cigarettes. Cut out all that crap. Take care of your body better. Go to the gym, you know, once at least. Save some money. My God, save some money. Perfect. I mean, what do you
know? You know what? You know what I'm going to say? And I would tell my 20 years ago self, don't change anything. You're going to really like how your life is turning out. You're going to do what you want to do with guys that you really like doing it with. But stop worying so much about how it's going to turn out.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry so much.
You know what? The universe will unfold.
Yes.
Just take it as it comes and appreciate everything, the good and the bad. The steps that it took you to get there, but just keep going on the path you're going because you're going to be really happy when you get there.
Yeah, I mine would be all just clean it up, dude. Clean it up. All right, just clean it up. Just stop.
When you hear something about something called Bitcoin, don't
buy
laugh.
It. Don't buy laugh it. And buy it as much as you
don't
it.
Roll your eyes and go, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Just buy it. Trust me.
I would tell 15-year-old Paul in 2005. Become a Boston sports fan. You're going to have 25 parades to watch.
25 championships. Move to Boston. Instead of coming here, go to Boston.
Yes.
Oh, Boston
Patriots.
Paul.
Red Sox. Celtics.
Bruins.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one, Paulie.
Seriously, I would tell myself to travel more.
Yeah.
Didn't get to do it and didn't do it much in my like 20s. Didn't study abroad. I feel like I miss plenty of time to continue to start traveling.
Young.
But like
it's super fun when you're 50 trying to travel.
I had a lot of friends that just had like amazing experiences overseas or whatever.
Can't relate.
Yeah, didn't get to do that.
You should have traveled to Boston.
I should have.
That's where you should
have traveled. That's it. I'm moving in.
Paul, you should have gone to BU instead. SDSU.
All right, if you could live in any decade, which one would you pick?
I did this on the roundtable kind of last week.
Kind of, yeah. I think you have to qualify as an adult, right? I guess you could cater the question however you want. Like, what era would you want to be a kid in?
Man, I just said I got to clean it up, but I would have gone back to the 80s and the Sunset Strip, dude.
Pre-cell phones, pre-social media, but just modern.
Just hanging out with David Lee Roth and stuff. Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Been cool enough for the 80s.
I would have had a blast, dude. Hey, I'm going to go see Rat tonight. Me and Brett Michaels.
All the guys on the roundtable would go, I'd really want to go back to like the 1760s and
Braden wanted to go to the Wild West. I was like, are you joking?
So miserable.
Hot.
so
drunk all day, riding horses everywhere. It'd be the worst. It'd be the worst. There's no conveniences at all.
Nothing.
I'm like, what do you eat?
Maximum 40 years you're going back.
Yeah.
Or life is miserable. I think even the 70s was kind of... Shag carpeting. I hated shag carpeting.
Give me the '80s, baby.
It's itchy.
Give me
remember,
the. I would
have liked. Did your parents have shag carpeting in the '70s?
I remember.
I would have liked 5 to 10 years earlier. I think. Like I think I was born in 90. If I was born in 80 and could be older for the '90s, I think.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think
it was
the
good.
Music should be on because I think our show is over. But
thank God. Have a great weekend.
We'll be back
everybody.
Monday morning. Have some laughs. We'll look forward. What's going to happen? Obviously, with this Padres season, maybe we'll have some big news. Braden will take you. Next 4 hours coming up for Paulie, for Woods. I'm Ben. Have a great weekend. Great rest of your Friday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.